this barren stretch of the West, you can find a landscape scarred by the lava from thousands of years ago. Underneath the surface are hundreds of lava tubes. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
It's a place that is home to over 700 caves, all formed not from limestone, but rather from an unusual volcano.
It's a shield volcano, as opposed to the others that we're used to seeing that have one prominent pointy top. The name really describes what it is. It's broad and flat like a shield, with less explosive lava flows and cinders coming out in multiple places.
The place Kale Boland describes is Lava Beds National Monument in Northern California. She says Kilauea in Hawaii is an example of an active shield volcano erupting today. Dave Cruz says the caves in the park are actually lava tubes, underground canals where lava once flowed while the surface cooled and hardened.
Well, they're anywhere from where you have to crawl on your hands and knees to the size of a garage, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 feet in diameter. But Skull Cave is like going into a subway station.
Skull Cave is a massive tube that is 50 feet wide in places. Visitors can walk inside and then hike down into the deep tube where the Modoc Indians used it as an ice box.
There were many animal bones in there, which leads us to believe that perhaps it was used as a freezer by Modocs that were killing bighorn sheep and other animals for food. And wouldn't that be a great place to store it? There were many, many animal bones in there and actually two human skeletons.
Perhaps the ice in the lava tube preserved the bodies of those who had passed.
We have one of the longest continuously occupied areas in North America here. Those folks would have been culturally similar to the Modocs that would have been here in the 1800s.
Today, visitors can explore the lava tubes and even see that ancient icebox the Modocs once used for refrigeration. Traveling the countryside in Tule Lake, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.